from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
K-Rex.
Yeah. We got them screaming D-Lo, KC, D-Lo, KC, D-Lo, KC, D-Lo. We got them screaming D-Lo, KC, D-Lo, KC, D-Lo, D-Lo. We a number one spot. We a number one spot for some sports, huh? Got the city going crazy when we work, huh? We top two, but we ain't two. We in first, huh? And when you need the real, we is who you search, huh? D-Lo. KC, D-Lo, we your number one spot.
One time for Friday, let's go, let's go. One more time for the weekend. Hey, welcome in here to the Friday, August 2nd edition, episode number 987.
What episode is this, Parks?
987.
Well, that's
a, you one more than yesterday.
You won't hear that anymore.
No, I won't.
You're done with that one.
Dude is whatever. Whatever, man. I like Flip. I like Ice. I like Mel when she talks. I like everybody. Love Parks. Whatever, man.
Do you listen to Rory and Mo?
I don't.
I've heard it.
I've listened. Yeah. Like I've heard it. But do I listen? No.
Same.
No.
And it's nothing wrong with it. I just don't listen. I don't have that many hours to be.
That's what it is, man. That's what it is. It's a lot of content out there. And then I just gotta. I don't know what Joe's issue is with Meg, but I'm like listening to him talk about it. I was like, dude, you getting silly? And this whole like he started the whole Illuminati theory with Drake. He didn't call it that. He just called it something else. All right, dude. This was one guy having beef with another guy, and they made some raps about it. Like, stop making it more than it is. This is enough.
Well, I don't know if any Illuminati situation happened, but, I mean, it was a gang of people. It was a 20-v-1.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
It wasn't?
Okay, dude. No. What are you talking about? It's about 20 versus 1. What, his ghostwriters versus everybody? What are you talking about? He chose.
I know you hate Drake. I know you hate Drake, but don't do that. Who did he talk about in the second verse of Family Matters? Like six people.
That was his choice.
Because they were talking about him.
Okay.
That didn't happen?
No, it did. You know what he should have? You know what he should have treated Rick Ross like Rick Ross treated the game.
That's fine. That's
just ignore him.
That's fine. That's a strategic thing. But to act like there weren't like
no
10 people sending shots at him.
You chose to lump all of this in together and make it this 20-v-1 thing, which is ridiculous.
I'm not arguing that. I'm just saying there were 10 people at one time. There was like
Kendrick never said nobody's name except Drake's.
That's fine. There weren't 10 people going at Kendrick
because there aren't 10 people that stupid.
That's fine. But I'm just saying, don't act like there weren't 10 people going at the man at one time.
None of those people matter.
I'm not saying they do. I'm literally just saying, we can't act like there weren't 10 people going at him at one time.
Okay. That's all I'm saying.
I'm not talking any strategy.
I love Rick Ross. There was one of consequence. Only one. The Rick Ross thing was weird because they was boys, but there was one.
I don't disagree. I'm just saying.
But there wasn't this whole we gotta knock him down. Like
I'm not even saying that's why they did that. I think Drake was just moving a little funny. I think that's more so what it was than some industry situation.
Yeah, that's 100%. That's all it is.
But that That's what it was. I'm just saying it actually happened. You're like, oh, there weren't people going after him.
Yeah, no, that's not what I said. I just said it's not 20 versus 1 because the other 19 don't matter. If it's Roman Reigns versus The Rock and Barry Horowitz is on the outside, it's not 2 versus 1.
All right. I mean that you can't deny that Barry Horowitz came and tried to hit him with a chair. Like that happened. You can't say, it doesn't matter because he doesn't matter. No, he did try to hit him with a chair.
No, it doesn't matter.
Okay.
The Rock would know. Whoever Barry's hitting with the chair would know.
I would actually say you can't say it didn't happen just because you don't think that person matters.
Oh no, it happened.
As much as The Rock.
Yeah, that's all I ever said. It just doesn't. It's not of consequence.
That's fine. Speaking of The Rock, or not The Rock, but Roman, I put the one up to start the show.
3 minutes into this show,
do you think
I was telling the inside? I was in a great mood till I walked through that door.
Oh, man. Not on a Friday.
On a Friday!
Devil can't steal my joy on a Friday.
Good for you, because you ain't get the emails and messages that I got.
Hey, they ain't going to steal my joy. It's a Friday. We got a job. And we got a lot to do.
We do. We got a lot to do.
For anybody, by the way.
You was going to say something else.
No, I was going to say, I put up the one
to
start. I was like, do we see the one this weekend?
I think so, but...
You think so?
I do. How you get out of that?
I don't know. I don't know
how you
one
get
way
out
or
of
the other.
You've built Solo up so much. I don't know that you just take a fall. Like you've got to find a way out of it. And like Solo can take the fall, but like no contact. Music hits, walk out. Cody catches him. I feel like Cody has to catch him. They've built Solo up so big. I don't think he could just hit the crossroads and win.
Oh, no. I was saying, do we see Roman, basically?
No, what I'm saying is the music hits.
Oh, Roman's music hits.
Roman comes out.
I got you.
And Cody catches him. Yeah. Like, I don't think Roman has to go out there and start a physical thing with Solo. Just
stand at
he's back.
Stand at the thing. At the
Solo sees it.
Yeah.
Cody gets him. You're out.
That's going to be fire. That's gonna be fired for like almost.
Because I just don't know how you get out of. I just don't think he can go hit the crossroads on Solo and keep it moving.
That bloodline civil war is gonna be crazy.
I trust in their storytelling.
Because them boys can go like Fatu and Solo.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, they dope.
Well, now and then you get Jimmy and Jay back together with Roman. Yeah, absolutely.
And then here comes The Rock. Whose side is he on?
Yeah. We know. We know whose side that man is on.
We wanted to deny it for so long. But
we know whose side that man is on. Stuff. I don't even think The Rock is in my algorithm anymore. I thought of that when you guys said something yesterday. Oh, no, we were doing the story on the UFL and the Army. I was like, I haven't seen a post from The Rock in forever. Like, he just fell out of my algorithm.
Is he posting, though?
I would think so.
Maybe he's laying low. I don't know.
But you know how this stuff is.
I don't even know if I follow The Rock. I follow him on Twitter. I don't know if I follow him on Instagram.
Does he even tweet?
He The Rock. Yeah, because remember when he had to address like the Hawaii thing? He had to get out of character real quick. Remember that?
Yeah, he last posted on July 24th. That was the last time he posted, July 24th. So a week or so ago.
Oh. All right, Rock.
Yeah. So apparently the Golden One Center sucks. We'll talk about that here.
That was laughable.
It was. We was talking about that with the insiders. Stop it. The only time I'm really riding with reviews is if it's a restaurant. And if I read a review that my food was undercooked, I got sick. Well, you know what? I'm out. Like if I read a review that says, my waiter was mean. I'll roll the dice on that one. Oh, my water wasn't cold enough. All right, Karen. Like, that's fine. But if you tell me your food was undercooked or you got sick or it was just flat out bad, that's different. The line was too long at the Golden One Center. This is ridiculous.
I'd like to read some of the reviews.
They're available.
Oh, I'd like to hear some. I didn't even see some.
Well, let's just pick up where we left off with the insiders.
I didn't know they had. Oh, this is great. I want to hear.
No, there were some gems, particularly on Yelp. I tried to.
Somebody Yelped a gold.
That's the shoe. So mind you, the Golden One Center on Yelp has a 97. No one's ever gonna.
What is that? It's like an eBay, right? An eBay seller. It's not that good if you have a 93%.
Never once thought like to rate review a arena.
Never, not once.
If you got a 93% on your test, would you be happy or no?
No, you would, absolutely. If I'm shooting 93% from the field, that'd be great as well. But like 93% on eBay is,
If you have like, one, are you buying stuff off of eBay?
I haven't in a long time, but when I did, that's one of the things you would
look at. Yeah, but if you have 10,000 reviews and it's 93%, that's different than having 10 reviews and it being 93%.
Right. No, that factors in as well, for sure.
Golden One Center Trip Advisor. We were reading about how people were upset that the steps were, there's only four, nope, there's not, there's 287. 287 reviews, and is this Trip Advisor? On Trip Advisor. Let's see what some of these reviews say. Awful experience. This was the one Kyle was reading earlier. Employees are like the TSA in an airport. That's a shoot. That's what it says. It says TSA.
I like the people that work at the Golden One Center.
Complete fail. It was a 7 o'clock show, and at 7:20, there is a security line that will take at least 30 minutes to process. So what's great about this particular review is this individual wrote it while they were in line, because I'm going to read that to you again. It's a 7 o'clock show, and at 7:20, there is a security line that will take at least 30 minutes, meaning they're standing in line and haven't gotten through it yet.
Right. Do we have a date for this? Maybe we can figure out the show this was.
Yeah,
April 2024. And it's definitely...
What are you doing there at 7:20 if it's a 7 o'clock show? That's kind of your fault, pal.
I would... It's April 2024. It's a concert. I would look for a concert that James would go to. Mm. Not necessarily one D'Lo and KC would go to.
Like the Rhinestone Cowboys. I got you.
James said, no, I've been to a variety of different shows. I went to Paul McCartney. I went to, what did he say after Paul McCartney that I just fell out? Oh, I went to Billy Joel. Sir. My second visit for the Cal Classic Basketball Summer League, and still find the venue troubling.
Oh,
from a spectator view, the staff and service is underwhelming, as the prices are justifiably otherwise.
What?
Underwhelming is the what?
I'm saying these people aren't even really making sense.
Sorry, did you? Terrible experience. Saw a show there. Acoustics were terrible.
What?
Terrible seating. Hardly any room to maneuver. We couldn't see or hear the performers, even though there were two screens.
Sir, you need to go to a doctor.
Sir, you need to buy better seats.
How could you not see or hear anything in that arena?
Concert of the year.
Who'd I see?
Depeche Mode. I think that's James who wrote that. J. Ham of the Lake. I think that's who wrote that. Let's find another particularly horrible acoustics. Well,
these people are crazy.
There was a funny one I read about, like earplugs. They were really, really upset
that they were saying earplugs?
No, they said the music was too loud. Here it is. This was my second time there. First time, the sound at Foo Fighters was so incredibly loud that I ended up...
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines Gel Flex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
With permanent, constant...
Come on, man.
I'm not going to say that word. I don't trust the chatty house. Is ringing in the ears and lost the top range of my hearing permanently despite wearing earplugs.
All right, man. I'm sorry to hear that, first of all.
Did we find the concert?
I'm going to go with Nate Bargatze. It's a comedy show, I think, because the other concerts, according to what you told me to look up, I don't think that would work.
Well, okay, so be fair, did it start at 7? Can you see that?
I'll look that up too.
Okay, so I'm
might have been a King's game. I don't know.
So she said a show. She did not say a concert, and she definitely didn't say a game. And that's not a King's crowd. So I think you might be right.
This this is why I don't read reviews. Why would I listen to any of these people?
This is crazy.
This is why I don't read reviews. I'm trying to think about what I review.
I don't even know. I don't even remember who number one was.
Lambeau Field.
We'll be back. Stilo and KC on ESPN 1320. Back here with our main man, Kyle Madsen. Kyle Madsen of the Insiders. I wasn't planning for the Golden One Center conversation. I was almost certain I knew what the handoff was going to be prior to that ridiculousness hitting social media.
What did you think it was going to be?
Well, just talk about it here. What did you think of the kickoff yesterday?
It was fine. I think teams have to adjust to it. No, I think I like the idea overall. Teams have to adjust to it, though, for sure.
Is it what you? Because in one way, it is exactly what we predicted, but not at all what we thought.
Complete opposite.
Yeah. So Florio said the average starting position was like 25 yard line. I think the exact number was like 25.6. That is exactly what we predicted when the ball lands in the landing zone. What we didn't think would happen is that many returns. I thought they were because it felt like it felt like once the ball got touched, it looked like a regular kickoff to me. Like it didn't look that different, but it felt like there might be opportunities for bigger plays.
Yeah,
and for a 5 yard gain, the risk that you could be taking, I thought they would just and I'll be curious to see how this evolves, if it evolves at all, into the regular season. I honestly thought they would just take the 30.
Yeah, you might see some teams do that, but I think the bigger deal, well, one, I think in the preseason, guys are just going for it.
Sure.
Mm-hmm. Whoever's sure. returning kicks in the Hall of Fame game, like, this is their shot. Yeah. So I think that's part of it. I think
the coaches teams... could be also like, hey, let's try to figure this thing out a little bit. Let's not boot the ball into the fourth row.
Yeah, yeah, for sure. That's the other aspect of this is I think you're going to see teams adjust. Like, one team is going to figure it out. One team is going to figure out whatever blocking scheme needs to happen or whatever thing with the two returners needs to happen to really take advantage of kick returns. Mm. And then the league will follow suit. I don't think it's going to be I don't think it's going to change the way we view football or anything crazy mm-hmm. like that.
Yeah.
I just think the opportunity for there to be a big play on a kickoff is more so now.
Mm-hmm.
So I think it's all right.
The other thing about this that we kind of noticed as we were watching it that I think is a game changer, and you talk about, you know, people booting it out the end zone and getting it at the 30. I'm not sure they're going to be able to. We didn't know they couldn't run up.
Yeah. It looked like the run up to the kick was substantially shorter.
It's like they got like two steps and then they got to kick it.
Yeah.
And I mean, sure, we got some, you know, some big leg kickers that can get it there
mm-hmm.
a lot of the times. But I think a lot of the times, because of that, the ball's going to be in play.
Mm-hmm.
And I didn't expect that. I didn't know they would only have like almost like a traveling situation, like a step and a gather step to kick.
Yeah.
And I thought they were going to have the full, you know, take a run up to the kick.
I think there were two penalties on kickoffs yesterday.
Yeah, false start.
Yeah, I think we're going to see that.
Yeah, there was a false start, yeah.
I think we're going to see that a few times early in the year where teams, again, just got to figure it out.
Eight kickoffs, one touchback, and the longest return was 31 yards.
Mm-hmm. I like it, though. I like it. It's gonna.
It did not look safer to me. On the second kickoff, I'm watching it. I'm looking up at the TV, and the dude just gets drilled.
What's
I'm that? Like, oh God, this does not feel. But I get it. It's football. There's really no safe way to play football. But it looked like he took a shot.
It's the blocking more than anything. You just don't want those guys getting a full head of steam while the return team's running back and stopping, and then you got.
Yeah, yeah.
I think that's what they're more trying to.
For sure.
Eliminate.
Yeah, no, the punt return or the kick returner is still getting.
Oh, they're going to get wild.
He's still getting his head taken
yeah,
off.
Yeah, for sure. This is where teams messed up not hiring Bill Belichick. Bill Belichick would have this figured out right now, and whatever team he was coaching would be housing every kickoff.
Mm.
I have the tape on it.
Okay. That's a shot. That's a shot. That was hate.
Nah, I like Bill Belichick. Yeah. Well, I mean, the Niners tried.
Mm-hmm.
He said, nah.
Good for Kyle Shanahan.
I'm okay. I got to
That's what we did with Kyle. Hey, whatever position you want, man, just come play for us.
Just come through. That's it.
That's what happened.
Almost exactly.
I got a question.
For some reason, he chose 98 Rock. No one's quite sure why.
I got a question for you guys, for everybody, that I heard this morning that just kind of had me baffled, kind of had me flummoxed, and I think I know which way I'm going to go. I don't know. I mean, do you want to share with the class? No, I'm messing with you.
It's just that's funny.
I'm messing with you.
That's funny. The idea they're like, all right, yeah, Odyssey, Kyle, we want to hire you. Where do you want to work? And I'm like, give me down there. At that new morning show? Give me down there.
That guy that's heading up the morning show, that's who I want to work
with. Yeah, yeah.
That's
I like the cut of his jib.
Yeah. Grand opening, grand closing. He really wears those cutoff shirts well. You know how bad you have to be to not make it a year for them to just go.
I'm gonna withhold comment.
Just forget it.
I'm a month shy of a year, so I'm gonna withhold comment until I make it to a year.
Good call. That's me when I the Niners have a 1 o'clock game and like the Eagles lose at 10.
Mm-hmm.
I probably shouldn't say anything until after the Niners game. That's usually what I think about. Check this out. I want to see what you guys think. This all kind of stems from Patrick Willis going into the Hall of Fame. This Saturday, tomorrow. And, you know, obviously, literally, Hall of Fame career, one of the greatest we've ever seen do it.
Mm-hmm.
Fell short, didn't win a championship.
Mm-hmm.
And the question was asked, if you had a choice, would you rather be a Hall of Famer or win a championship? And there's, like, I'm not saying to be Robert Horry, mm-hmm. right? Like, you can still, and the way these things work, maybe it's not a mm-hmm. perfect comparison, but you could still be one of the greatest players we've ever seen. And say maybe the Hall of Fame, the gods came and said, you can be put in the Hall of Fame, but you will never win a Super Bowl. Or you can win a Super Bowl and you'll never be put in the Hall of Fame.
I'm gonna throw an example of this at you mm-hmm. that I've used before and we've talked about before. I'm gonna change it a little bit.
That's fine. Yeah, because there's a lot of just caveats. Because
the player I typically use in this, I think it would be an easy call for you guys. So I'm gonna switch it up a little bit. Would you rather be Charles Barkley or Andre Iguodala? That's basically what you're asking.
Yes and no though, because you don't have to be that caliber of player. Like you could still be great. And like I said, I know it's not a perfect.
The name
comparison.
I usually use is Draymond Green. Would you rather have
even
Charles Barkley careers or
even
Draymond
better,
Green's
if you were Charles Barkley and you were just as good, but you could either be enshrined in the Hall of Fame or win a championship, which one would you do? Which one would you take? And I've thought about this a lot, and I think I'd take the championship. There's something special about achieving that prize that I feel like I think I don't know. Maybe you'd ask some of these people. Like I think Dan Marino might say I'd take a Super Bowl.
Yeah, Roger Craig would be really interesting to ask this because Roger Craig badly wants to be in the Hall of Fame.
He was really, really good. Yeah, and he wants to be there.
First,
too, yeah.
Right, first 1,000-yard rusher and 1,000-yard receiver just kind of changed the way the running back position was used. Mm. I would be interested to know his answer because he badly wants to be in the Hall of Fame. But if you told him, all right, you got to give up your Super Bowl rings to do it,
yeah. I don't know if he would.
I don't know.
Well, at the same, and wouldn't Barry Sanders be a fascinating guy to ask as well?
Yeah, because he's the
belief he quit because he's just like mm-hmm. I'm out mm-hmm. because his organization was awful.
Yeah, and like I said, the question maybe isn't perfect, but I'm not saying you have to be a lesser player. Maybe it was just something with somebody said, look, you can be on the Super Bowl team, but.
Well, I think Roger Craig's a great example. He's really good.
Yeah.
Like Roger Craig's good, but he's not a Hall of Famer, I guess.
Yeah, he did not. At least
what would you do? Which one would you want?
I think
you take the championship.
I think I would take the title, too, because I'm a highlight guy. Mm. And I like going back and watching old highlights. But there's something watching Niners NFC title game highlights just doesn't hit the same knowing what the result was in the next game.
Mm-hmm.
And I think if I played and I'm looking back on my career, I'd go Hall of Fame career. Yeah, look at all these great moments, but there's that Super Bowl we lost. Yeah, I fell short. Okay, well, that can't go back and reminisce on that season because that one didn't end well. And okay, that was year everybody was hurt and we missed the playoffs. Or anything. I think I'd take the title because that's the thing I can always kind of lean back on.
I feel like this is a little window into all of our personalities because I'd take the Hall of Fame.
That's right.
You're not a team player.
Yeah, fine. give me the Hall of Fame. Like if I gave you everything I had, it was good enough to get to the Hall of Fame if we couldn't get over that hump. Like, yeah, remember me.
I understand that.
Don't forget who I am.
I understand that.
I go back to Inside the NBA, RIP. And
well, they're dying. They're not dead.
Well, we know.
Oh, we do. Charles is fielding offers. He's under contract for 8 years, but he's fielding offers.
My favorite thing about him
being like,
sir, you're retired.
That was my favorite part of when he said he was retiring. I listened to this media podcast where they were like, let's see.
Yeah.
Like we're not eulogizing Charles Barkley's career just yet. No, but I think about Inside the NBA and Shaq, especially early on, would always hold the ring thing over Charles Barkley.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like if you have two players who are both great, you can't hold a Hall of Fame over, like, I got voted in and you didn't.
So,
I want a title.
So, I don't think Shaq works. Shaq's one of the greatest players of all time. What if the guy on Inside the NBA was Robert Horry? Is Robert Horry talking trash to Charles Barkley?
No,
Kenny Smith does.
Well,
yeah, I mean, but I'm saying, like, Kenny Smith always said, you don't know nothing about that.
Well, and Charles will bless back, boy, you're like the ninth player on that Rockets
team.
That's
what he would say. You know who would be great to ask this question to? Roger Craig was a great one, but you know somebody else I thought?
I could think of like 10 guys.
Chris Webber.
Chris, I was thinking Reggie Miller, but yeah, Chris would, yeah, Chris would be great.
Yeah, Reggie Miller would be great too. But like, Chris, would you want a championship if it meant you wouldn't get in the Hall of Fame?
I feel like Chris would want the title.
I think he would too.
And I think, I wonder, so you know what's, what would be interesting is talking about like you're talking about losing in the NFC championship. Mm-hmm. Obviously, Chris was, you know, so close with Sacramento. That might play a factor in someone's thinking. Barry wasn't close. Like, Barry Sanders was not close.
He went to an NFC title game, right?
Did he?
Yeah.
Oh, that was the last one. Yeah. Yeah, that was the last one that they went to. Most other years.
I can't fathom a player who won a title, who achieved the ultimate in their sport, going, oh, yeah, I would trade that for a Hall of Fame jacket, for sure.
But so why don't you ask Robert Horry the other question then? Would you give up those titles to be a Hall of Fame player?
He always said he would take the money, I think. Like, if like they
that's
always
what
talk
I mean.
About his career.
Yeah.
But like, that's also financial, though, too.
But it's also what you don't have. I have these rings. They're sitting in a case in my man cave where I hide from my kids, like Draymond. And then there's this Hall of Fame that I get invited to every year when a new class goes in.
I don't know. I mean, I don't know. Like you said, it's a great look into, you know, the psyche of a person, because I don't think there's a wrong answer. It's just more of a preference. I hear me when I say this, like, not equating anything I did to professional sports or anything like that. But I never won a championship. I never won any high school, college, never even won a conference championship.
Won the
that bothers me.
Well,
this
well
is
he
true.
Lost it minutes
this is
later.
I did not lose
he lost
Stop
it
listening
later
to Jack Tunney.
Abe came in here and took the title.
Stop
from
listening
him.
To Jack Tunney. He's wrong. He's
was
just
also
dead wrong.
Juicing all season.
Well, oh, wow.
Hey. Oh, that reminds me. Like, maybe we should do this while Kyle's here, because I came across this thing about these ridiculous Barry Bonds stats. I forgot to put, but I saw it. Yeah, I would definitely want to do it while Kyle's here. But, man, there's something about not winning a championship that never experienced that. Never experienced that on any level. That bothers me.
KC's a team player was about to utter the phrase, I forgot to put it in the rundown. That's what he's about to say. That's what the ultimate team player is over here. I forgot to alert my team about this, but I got some great stats.
Hey, when the lights are on, everybody eats. Everybody eats when the lights are on. I'm dishing out. Everybody scores. That's what happens. Everybody eats when the lights are on. You know what I mean? But, yeah, like there's something about just not – achieving that goal. And maybe it's something with a team sport concept as well. You know, like, I go through so much with these guys that I'm with. I want to achieve the ultimate prize with these guys. And that's just what I think about. Like I said, I don't think there's a wrong answer. It's just I think it's just an interesting answer, really.
As a professional, is like the whole like winning the titles, is that more for like us, the fans and the talking heads, maybe, I guess?
Nah, it's for them too.
I mean, as far as like I could take like 200 mil with this or whatever, I got these rings, like, what means more to the professional, I guess, you know?
You guys think Chris Paul would take a championship over a Hall of Fame?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
I think Chris Paul's a psychopath.
He's suffered, like, he's had some tough losses under tough circumstances. Again, I think it's individual to the person's personality, for sure. Mm-hmm. But I also think it's individual to what they went through in their career.
Mm-hmm. Definitely.
Chris Paul in the moment, Roger Craig, Robert Horry in retrospect, right? Mm-hmm. You look back and go, I feel like I've heard Robert Horry say the line, if I could trade places with Charles Barkley, I would. Mm-hmm. I feel like I've heard him say that.
I've heard him say it too, but it's in reference to the money, though.
How'd you get his phone number?
But they go hand in hand. Danny in San Francisco.
they do, but they don't. Like, if he could make the same money and not make the Hall of Fame and keep the championships, I think he'd keep the championships. I think he's just saying, I wish I made.
What's Gordon Hayward want? Because he got the money.
For me, I'd rather have the money, the Hall of Fame, and a title if I could choose.
Well, all right.
That's just
you want the
though.
Money, power, and respect. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, shout out Tiny Desk. Yeah.
Yeah. No, I just thought that was interesting. And
it is.
It came up because of Patrick Willis. I think I was listening to Guru, matter of fact, and Guru was like, I want the Hall of Fame.
Patrick strikes.
I want to be looked at as the best.
Guru is the easiest one. If you told me to line up everybody I knew and I had to pick whether they would take a ring or the Hall of Fame, Goo would be easy layup. He wants the Hall of Fame for sure.
I know he wants to perform at the Hall of Fame too for him, but that's a...
Come on!
It's true. It's true! We were all here for it. Are you hip to this story?
We'll revisit it.
Guru called to defend his love for R. Kelly.
Oh, I was here for that. Okay, I was. Yeah. It was after my hit, and I was like, I'm sticking around. Yeah, I can't wait to hear this.
That was epic.
I love that guy. I miss that guy so much.
He's the man. Shout out to Guru, man. So I came across these, and I was like, yeah, I'll look at it, but I'm not going to tell me anything I didn't know. I was wrong. The whole little...
Hold up. Before you... Did Patrick Willis address that, or was that just something?
I think there was just a conversation.
What? Because I feel like Patrick would want the championship. Is that wrong?
But right, because he doesn't, because he didn't have it.
Yeah.
If you said, "Hey, Patrick, instead of this induction, instead of going into the Hall of Fame, you're going to live out your life in Mississippi doing football camps and helping out the community, doing all the awesome stuff you do."
Yeah.
But you guys won the Super Bowl against the Ravens instead. Like he's stamped taking that for sure.
Okay. Okay. Sorry. Go ahead.
Yeah. I mean, but that's also real quick. That's also a good point. Like what you don't have is probably what you're yearning for. So,
especially when you made a good point about Barry Sanders. Like Barry got to an NFC title game, but the Patrick Willis 49ers got 5 yards away.
Man,
the Kyle Shanahan 49ers have been 3 plays away.
Mm-hmm.
Like when you get that, it's like I would change that one play in a heart. But if you never got close.
I hope for everyone's sake we're not asking about this about Kyle Shanahan one day.
Ah, certainly.
Because Kyle's probably a Hall of Famer.
Did you listen to the Tim Kawakami podcast that Kyle was on?
That's a question that will always be no.
I listened to some of it.
Hey,
tap
in. I learned this the other day. Odyssey podcast, the TK show.
That's how it came up on my feed. So I was on the Odyssey app.
Tim Kawakami for having an Odyssey podcast.
I was on the Odyssey app. That's how it came up.
You found that searching for the James Hammond Kyle Madsen show, surely.
Absolutely.
Okay,
absolutely.
Very good.
Not to be confused with the insiders.
I follow that podcast. That's why I don't have to search for it. That's comes so up.
Nice. Fantastic. You're doing life right. No, but he asked Kyle Shanahan, he goes, Andy Reid, it took 21 years.
Mm-hmm.
Have you grappled with the fact that like that might be your fate? And Kyle hit him with the, might not even be alive in 21 years, so
there
I haven't thought about it.
There it
Dang.
Is. There it is. So Andy Reid, and I think this is true for Chris Paul, like this is so tough. They're the best at what they do, and winning a title doesn't matter. Andy Reid now has a couple of championships. He didn't need it.
Yeah.
Like Andy Reid was the best coach in the league when he didn't have a title. He's just, in the minds of people, further cemented everything because he won a couple. Mm-hmm. But Andy Reid, just as Chris Paul, is certified. I'm sorry.
You're good. I think Andy Reid, before he got one, I think Kyle Shanahan right now would take a championship over being inducted in Hall
of Fame. Yes. Like, without question.
Yeah. I think so, too. But no, so this whole I don't know what they're called. It's not a story, but you know, when there's multiple posts, it's entitled on Instagram.
A thread?
Thread, yeah.
Oh, it's on Instagram. On Instagram. Oh.
Post.
It says, it's titled, Barry Bonds Stats That Sound Fake, But Are True.
You know, there were Kenny Pickett stats last year where it was like Joe Flacco threw more touchdowns last year than Kenny Pickett had in his entire career and like stuff like that. Barry Bonds stats like this are my favorite genre of this stat.
And like I said, I thought I knew everything. These are some that I did not know. Pick any two players in the Hall of Fame. Barry Bonds has more MVP awards than both of them combined.
Wow.
Pick any two players in the Hall of Fame. Barry Bonds has more MVP awards than both of them combined.
That's amazing.
The funny thing about that is I think there's about 3 or 4 that he got cheated out of, too. Like
he has 7?
He's got 7. He probably should have close to 10.
That's like 9 or 6.
Is that like, Thank you. I know for sure
in 92, Terry Pendleton got one when Bonds should have won. And I think Jeff Kent got one that Bonds should have won.
That's facts.
So that's crazy. 53%.
Hold on, you got some?
Yeah, finish your stats. I got a question after.
Has anyone ever looked? Never mind.
53% of the runners driven in by Barry Bonds in 2001 were named Barry Bonds. Barry Bonds has more career intentional walks than the Miami Marlins.
Oh, well, my God.
That's great. That's great.
Let's see. Let's see. What's that? What's another? Okay. If you turned every home run Bonds ever hit into an out, his career on-base percentage will be .384, the same as Alex Rodriguez.
That one I'd heard. That's insanity.
And here's another intentional walk one. Barry Bonds was intentionally walked an MLB record 120 times in 2004. Bonds has more intentional base on balls than the White Sox, Jays, Royals, and Tigers combined that year.
Wow.
They had 110. Bonds was intentionally walked 120.
Ridiculous.
Yeah.
Those are terrific. That's a great.
Who was more dominant in the respective sport, Bonds or Jordan? And was Bonds just the most dominant compared to, like, I guess, Brady in the NFL and stuff like that, like those other guys?
It was probably Bonds, but it'll never be looked at that way because of the steroid stuff. It was probably, I mean, Bonds was.
You think Bonds was more dominant than Jordan?
We could leave that other stuff out of it. Like, yeah, we're talking stats, like, just what they did.
Man, it's so different. It's so different because in basketball, you take the ball and you can go score if you're Michael Jordan.
Yeah,
when you're Barry, you might get up four times a game,
right?
And so much of your success is dependent on what happens with the players in front of you.
Mm.
Or
what the other manager decides to do,
right?
Yeah.
The thing with man, that's tough.
That is tough. Because I'm just thinking of, like, Jordan's peak, his prime. We're talking 88 to 92.
Well, Barry had, three primes. And he was – and I think I leaned Jordan. Because by the end, when Bonds was juiced out and hitting a bunch of home runs, he wasn't playing defense or anything anymore.
That's true, too.
Jordan played for the Wizards, so let's not pretend like it all ended versus Utah. He played versus the Wizards.
No, it didn't.
That's crazy.
Keep fighting that fight.
Keep letting them know, donated his salary to 9/11 victims, for God's sake.
Oh man.
Oh my God. The other thing about that is I think Bonds is like, and this was like in his prime, which it's hard to tell what his prime was because 2001 got crazy, all this other stuff, but. I think Bonds is an 8-time Gold Glove winner.
Yeah.
He's the only member of the 500-500 club, 500 home runs, 500 stolen bases.
And to tie it all together, he's not in the Hall of Fame, and he doesn't have a World Series ring.
And I think he'll take the World Series ring.
I do not think so.
I think he'd absolutely take the World Series ring. Yeah.
You know better than
Some of it probably has to do with how he's been treated since then.
Well, yeah.
So he's probably Barry's going to get neither. That's crazy.
Yeah. Yeah. That's crazy.
I think it might be Barry. His numbers are just insane.
The one thing that is a hang-up for me?
And he never retired to play basketball.
That's true. Well, I don't know if he'd be as good as Jordan was at baseball.
Okay.
No, definitely.
Jordan hit a couple home runs.
Definitely not.
He's starting to cook towards the end.
And he went to what? Double A? He went straight to double A?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's tough.
The thing that always stands out to me is Jordan's 88.
88 is insane.
I mean, goodness gracious. Jordan's 88 is kind of like Bonds' 73. Like, it's just kind of unreal.
Do you Bonds' on-base percentage? Somebody tell me real quick right now who the major league leader in on-base percentage was last year. Can we grab that real quick?
Let's see.
I can do it. I don't know why I'm asking you guys. I'm literally on the page where I can do this right now. Major league leader in on-base percentage last year was Aaron Judge, .447.
Woo!
.440. Oh, nope. That's this year. Last year, Shohei Ohtani,
okay.
.412.
Okay.
.412. .437 leads that category this year. Barry Bonds, from 01 to 04, age 36 to age 39, on-base percentage, .559. He got on base 56% of the time.
That is crazy.
Real quick, before we get out the break, Toxic 916 throws Jerry Rice's name in there. Does he have a leg to stand on?
He does. I think he does. I may be biased, but
no,
I think he does.
No, I don't think he does. Bonds, in that this is for a four season stretch, .349 average, .559 on base percentage, a .1368 OPS. That would lead the league by a lot. averaged 143 games a year, 52 homers, 110 jacks, 189 walks, and 60 strikeouts. Those were per season averages.
189
Bro,
walks
it's
is stupid.
It's Bonds. I have a firm answer
stupid.
Now. It's Bonds.
He got walked almost 200 times a year.
Does anyone want in on this?
Hell yeah. Let's go. I was hoping you'd go there because I'm ready. I was thinking about
it. I got time to go to 57.
And I'm ready.
Okay. You're in?
Is this official? Is
no,
my
no,
first
no,
game?
No, no, there's nothing
no, no, no,
official.
There's nothing official. He already lost the title.
Stop.
We're in the
there's
exhibition season.
There's nothing official. We once
Look,
I
man,
won the title, nothing is going to be official until October.
You've just got to recognize stop. You Yokozuna that joint right out of here.
Yeah, Abe's got the belt hanging up in
Abe
the 98 Rock studio.
He ain't got no damn belt.
Abe's
got
it in the refrigerator at his house.
Abe got the, No, they had two different belts. I was like, didn't Warrior and Hogan have the belt, and then one was a different color and all this other stuff?
Oh, that was the IC. That's no, it's the same.
Did that ever happen where they had two different belts, two belts, two claims to the championship?
Yeah, John Cena and CM Punk. When Punk left, they were like, "Oh, Punk's gone," and then John Cena beat like Rey Mysterio or something, and then
there you go, Abe is Cena. So,
okay.
Abe is Cena.
I think he's Punk. That's Mr. Chicago. He beat you in pocket watching and hit you with the and took off. It looks like 22 seasons for Barry. 22, 23. Former number 6 overall pick in the 1985 draft. Well, this, I don't think we've ever done pocket watching with a baseball player before.
First.
The most money he earned in a single season. You gotta tell the whole story.
This doc is funny.
2004 and 2005. He earned $20 million in both of those years. That is the most amount of money that Barry Bonds earned in a single season. It happened in 2004 and it happened again in 2005. He earned $20 million in both of those seasons. You know the new rules now are to write them down.
I didn't. I think that was my suggestion. Where's my whiteboard?
It was my whiteboard. Another time where they tried to bring me down, and it didn't work.
Right behind the Clorox wipes.
Did not work, because I haven't lost since they had us write it down. I haven't lost.
You lost to Abe.
That was a
You're
summer
no
league match.
You're no longer the champion.
That was a summer league match. They always trying to dethrone the boy, man, but it's good. It's good. I'm still cooking. I'm always going to be cooking. I'm the champ.
Are you in on this, too? Oh, yeah. Jesse's in. Let's bring the four screen up. The former number 6 overall pick of the 1985 draft. Looks like about 23 seasons. Highest earnings 2 years. He earned $20 million in 2004 and in 2005. Career earnings for Ramsey's favorite, Barry Bonds.
1, 2, 3.
No, wait, I'm not done yet.
Well, all right, we got $158 million from Kenny Caraway. We got $220 million from Jesse Tapia and $238 million from Kyle Madsen.
Let's get that guess in a little faster next time, Madsen.
Come on.
Couldn't see.
You know it, too. You see it and you know it. Come on. Come on. You know what time it is.
Hammerstein,
you know what time it is.
$192 million. No, I think it's Jesse. Isn't
I'm about I'm about 30, what, 28 or 32 off?
Yeah, how far aren't you how far off are you?
I don't know. Would you say 192?
You're 40 million off.
You said 192?
Oh, Jesse, what was your guess?
No, I'm not 40 million. 220. I'm about 30.
$192,945,000.
I'm 158. I think I'm like 34.
You're 158. What are you, and you're 220.
220.
He might be. He's. I think he's 32. I think he got it. I think he's 32. Kyle's nowhere.
I'm way out.
Kyle. I think Jesse's 32.
Jesse's 28
I think I'm
34.
Off. Oh, 28. That's what it is.
You said 220?
Yeah.
Jesse was 220. That's 28 off, and Kenny was 34 off.
Yeah. Well, look, Summer League wins, whatever.
We're back. We were in the lab. All right, preseason is preseason basketball. Preseason pocket watchers.
James threw in a late guess that was, what, 160?
Yeah, too late.
But no, that's fine. He got shot clock. It went off.
Hey, good job, Pods. Good job, Pods. You won a Summer League championship. We'll put your little flag up there with, you know, on the Mitch Richmond trophy.
Nah, it's good. We'll be back next season, all right?
It's whatever.
Hey, you were always juicing. Like I said, we play with integrity over here.
He's earning his way to a matchup against Abe, the champion. that's great.
Oh, will you stop?
We're the Indiana Pacers, all right? Tyrese Haliburton. We're going to take over the league, all right? All the young guys, they're aiming for what I got. All right, all the older guys are trying to keep what they have established. I'm trying to go after what they got. Everyone's chasing after me.
Oh, Jesse, I love it. I love it. That's fantastic. Yeah, I was surprised. That's the reason I hit the music. I was surprised at $192 million, just given the fact he was drafted in 85. Contracts are in baseball are, you know, that
he probably
it's
made a
different.
Million
you know
dollars.
What I mean? Like even at the number six pick, it's very, very different. And you know, not hitting that like truly, truly big money until the year 2000.
Yeah, the key to me is, and I knew that he signed a 6-year, $36 million deal with the Giants. I'll never forget that day. I think it was 36, right? Is that what it says?
Casey, you know we don't pay for this, man.
Oh, damn. Well, we were supposed to.
Well, there's a lot of things that were supposed to happen and haven't.
I think it was a 6-year, $36 million deal. So that's why I was like,
contract details.
He ain't get to $200 million.
Going back,
I got a 5-year 90, I got a 2-year 22, and I got a 6-43.
43, that's the one.
Yeah, 43.7.
I went, he averages about 10 million a year. 20 years, okay, it's 238. Bang!
Seeing guys like Shohei get 600 or whatever, and Barry didn't even break 200.
Seven for Shohei. Come on, man.
Seven, my fault.
Hey, don't
Gordon, do that. My fault. $2 million.
Gordon Hayward has earned more money than Barry Bonds.
That feels disrespectful. Maybe the MLB needs to slide Barry like 100 mil or something.
That's what when
Tyrese, I think, has made more money than...
Didn't Chandler Parsons make more money than Barry Bonds? He got like a 5-year 158 or something.
When Albert Pujols signed his, this is going to be a niche baseball thing, but that's fine. When Albert Pujols signed his contract with the Angels in 2011?
Sounds right.
2010, 2011, whatever that was.
Chandler Parsons is a no. He earned 126.9 in his career.
That's wild.
Yeah.
$127 million for him.
Yep.
The only thing that we remember about his career.
8 years.
Is the only thing we remember is that stupid picture of him and Mark Cuban.
Yeah. Yeah. Not good.
Is Chandler Parsons the guy in the world named Chandler who most looks like a person named Chandler?
Yeah, it works.
Thank you.
What was your Albert Pujols contract thing?
I think I'm remembering this correctly. In his per game, I think it was per game with the Angels, he was making more than Stan Musial did in his entire career.
Oh wow.
I think that's right.
Oh man.
Might have been the first month or whatever, but yeah.
That's what's funny. Like JJ talked about plumbers and all those guys playing basketball. Nah, bro, those dudes were playing football. Like you hear these stories of like these wrestlers in like the 50s. Like what's the dude who had the AWA Vern Gagne. Vern Gagne was he was an Olympic wrestler that type of wrestler. I don't think he qualified for the Olympics, but he was like a state wrestler and all of that stuff. Then he goes off to the military, comes back.
Yeah.
Well, what'd you do when you got back from the military? Oh, I signed with the Packers. I'm sorry, what? You signed with the Packers? They only offered me $5,000 a year, so I just went back to wrestling. What?
That is an amazing thing about like when you read about baseball players in World War II. So many of them just... I'm going to go off, I'm going to fight in this war, and then I'm going to come home, and I'm just going to play baseball again, and that's going to be my life.
Yep.
Like, man, that's nutty.
That is crazy.
Insane.
Ted Williams went to World War II and then hit 400 after when he came back, right?
Yeah, and then went to Korea.
Mm.
That is wild.
And then
That is absolutely insane.
And then when they didn't go to war, they would work at like a furniture store.
Yeah.
In between seasons.
Ted Williams was a fighter pilot, and he got shot down.
Oh,
and
man.
Lived and then went back and just played baseball again.
Jeez.
It's going to go be Ted Williams.
Well, that beats Ric Flair's plane crash story by a mile. Ric Flair was in a plane crash in like 1972. six.
I didn't know that.
He was in a plane crash. Yeah, like it. I think it took the lives of like three. I think there were five people on board. Three passed away. One was paralyzed. The other was Rick.
Jeez.
Just walked away.
Goodness gracious.
Pretty much. Like he broke his back. He healed up, or he says he broke his back. I don't know if he really did. You can
spinal?
Never. Really, well, that's what I heard. And then
vertebrae.
He lost a bunch of weight because
obviously. You
know, and then he became the Ric Flair that we know. He was a big, like 300-pound wrestler before that plane crash.
Wow!
Oh, that's
crazy. That's still not as crazy as Ted Williams.
Well, getting shot down.
That one's wild. I was talking to the wife about this yesterday, and she found something on the internet that talks about whatever generation we are, whatever our label is. Just about how much we've been through. We've been through, not that I'm not diminishing wars and stuff like that, but just as a culmination, been through more than like.
Well, we've been.
Are you guys millennials?
I think so. I don't know.
No, I don't think we are. You are.
I'm firmly a millennial.
He definitely is. Or you might be whatever's after that.
I think he's
that.
Gen Z.
Yeah, you might be what after. Gen I don't know what we are, but I don't think we're that.
Generation X?
Da-na-na-na.
That's a wrestling thing.
Maybe.
But it was like when they list all the things.
I don't know all of these labels, to be honest.
Millennial years. Oh, dude, you guys are good.
I come in at the deadline for millennials, too. 96.
You're a millennial. 96.
Millennial, wow. 81 to 96.
81.
So you are and you are not.
81 to 96 is what?
Millennial.
Well, I'm a millennial.
81 to 96 is a millennial?
Uh-huh.
Mm. What's the other one? What's 80?
Gen X.
Oh. All right.
Millennials been through it all.
Yeah, 65 to 80 is Gen X.
That doesn't even make sense.
Before that is boomers.
Like, no. That's ridiculous. Why
give you guys so many years?
That's ridiculous. Like, how am I the same generation as black and white television?
Sorry, pal. It's what the rules say.
Why are they giving them so many years?
65 to... That's absurd.
Well...
Who booked this crap? What is that?
Oh, man.
What, I'm part of the Beatles era? Give me a break.
That's cold game, man. That's cold game.
That's ridiculous.
Damien walking around. Here comes the sun.
So he's a millennial?
Yes.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah. And Jesse is, too. That's crazy.
Sorry, man.
It's kind of wild. It's kind of wild that somebody born in 1965 and somebody born in 1996 are one generation apart.
Right. Wow.
Yeah.
Whatever.
We've been through a lot. And when I say we, I mean me, you,
yeah.
And Jesse.
Yeah.
Damien's generation messed it up for all of us.
God, Damien, what's it like having never been through anything?
Hold on. What's the number of years there? That's 15. Crazy.
16 years? 15 years?
Yeah, 15. 81 to 96.
No. I'm talking about his. That's crazy. It's like
80
years.
81 to 96. 81 to 96 is 10 years in my head. 65 to 80 is 57 years. In my, that's so different.
That's ridiculous.
65 to 80 is actually, crazy.
That's only 25. It's only 15. 65 to 80 is 15?
Yes.
And if, no, it's he's the right. Same, it feels like amount, 90 years.
It's the same amount as 81 to 96.
See, that's not right. That's at least 55 years.
No, that's crazy. It feels like 40 years.
I'm in the generation of the Ed Sullivan Show. Like, stop it. This is stupid. This is dumb, dude.
He might jump in the brown truck today.
I love that people are like, millennials have been through so much. And here's Damien born in 80. We're like, hey, back off, dude. You don't know what we've been through. You don't know what we've been through.
But why does that feel like such a long time? And it's only 15 years.
Because it's the 60s.
There's so much change between 65 and 80.
It's only 15
years. But I'm the Woodstock generation all of a sudden?
Bro, you're the disco generation.
The Woodstock generation. That's crazy.
That's wild.
81.
Oh,
like
now it's me and Michigan Wolverines. Oh, this is great. This is great. No, this is good. This is a great Friday. Why don't you get the hell out of here and we'll come back? Maybe. It's the Kenny Caraway opinion. Hey, we'll just make it the millennial show when we get back.
Oh, wait a minute. No, hold on. Hey,
dude. Did you see?
Oh, come on. Come on, dude. Don't do that.
You want to? It's so funny. You want to read that out loud for the radio audience?
Dude said it's Damien and G-Man. Come on.
You're throwing Charlie. You got the four horsemen.
Don't do that. Oh, man. Come on. That ain't right. That ain't right, man.
It's ESPN 1320.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas. This is sports the way it should be.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.